Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We'll get into some specifics in a little bit about the game itself, all that stuff. But last week here on Baskin and Phelps,
yeah,
I think Andy and I were in agreement. This was a pivotal game. Pivotal game for the Browns. And I won't even say for the Browns season. Pivotal game, what we laid out last week, for where this thing might be going. Big picture. Big employment. And it didn't go well, Andy. And I would expect that this game, they lost to the New York Jets, who were 1-7, not playing well. The way this game was lost leads to changes. And whether it's deserved, not deserved, whatever, I think losing a game like that, the way you lost it, under the circumstances you lost it, in a season where you're now 2-7, I just think the pendulum has swung in the other direction. I'm Phelps. This would be the Baskin.
Yeah, I'm kind of a little surprised that your take on this is very analytical, which fits, I think, in some ways.
I don't get overly emotional about the outcome of sporting events. You know that.
Yeah, I'm flabbergasted, I think was the word I used yesterday. How many games is special teams going to lose for you? How many, like...
Apparently at least one.
Well, they're two. They're two for now. You can take the first game of the season, too.
Yeah.
And that's... There's just no excuse. Special teams should not lose games for you, ever. And if I play defense for the Browns, I am like still fuming. Now, did they do everything they possibly could yesterday? No, they didn't. Breece Hall had his way in big runs when he needed to make them, and the Browns defense didn't stop him. But
weren't too many of those, but there were two of them that
enough
were critical.
That were, someone needed to come up with a big play.
And he didn't get it.
And then they had two bonehead plays at the end of the game that extended the game and gifted the Jets another win. This is the second time this has happened against the Jets the last two times we played them, right?
You can't make the assumption that the offense would have put a tying touchdown on the board, but you would have liked to have seen them have the chance.
I had no confidence the offense was going to be able to go down the field and
score. You certainly would have liked to have seen them have the chance, though.
Right.
I know I did.
There is no we have to be better anymore. There is no I'm tired of it. How about some real answers today? Can we, Kev, let's be honest. Can we be honest instead of just kind of like hiding it? Well, we got to do this. Come on, stop. That's all the fans want. The fans just want honesty. That's it. And I tell you what, you want to make some fans today. How about coming out and saying, we suck. We didn't live up to the expectations. I'm extremely mad about this, or I'm mad about that.
You're talking about Kevin?
I'm talking about Kevin later today, but you know what?
1 o'clock, hear it here.
Yeah, it's not just Kevin. It's not. It's Andrew Berry. Like, where are you? Where were you when they were making trades? Everything seems to be in the cloak of secrecy for this franchise, and the only thing that's visible is 2-7. And the other part of it is the team sucked against one of the worst teams in the NFL that just traded away their two best players or two of their best players.
Defensively. I'll even be nice. Yep, defensively.
I mean, yeah, it's just, it's embarrassing. It is mind-boggling. And I just want, like, some truth to this, you know? And I'm not asking them to come out and go, you know what, we're better off if we don't win because we're going to get a higher draft pick and we feel better about that. Also, I mean, something has to seriously be wrong to not even consider Shador at this point. You have nothing to lose. Oh, nothing to lose.
I'm not going to go there yet, but...
It's nothing. I'm not anti-Dylan. I'm anti, you got to change something, man. You got to go to the bullpen. Otherwise, you're looking at empty stadiums for the rest of the year. If that's what you want, I don't know. What is Shador Sanders doing in Berea that could be not a spark? Is he irritating people? Is this the guy that isn't what, or is the guy that maybe got passed on by all these teams?
You're going there already? After a loss to the Jets that was miserable on all fronts, and you're worried about the backup quarterback.
It's not the backup quarterback. It's the other drafted quarterback. They need something. They need a spark. If not, I'm going to sit here and rail on special teams for 4 hours, and I'm not going to do that.
Might not be a bad idea. Might not be a bad idea.
How can you lose two games in one season by special teams? I know there are more than just special teams out there.
You saw it.
God, man, that was embarrassing. Embarrassing. Great job on getting the field goal in. Great. Kudos. How about stopping somebody when it comes time to stop a touchdown? All right, I've railed for a little bit. I got to save up some more railing. I got 4 hours.
Save up the railing, huh?
Come on. It's embarrassing. We're investing 4 hours of you, no matter what, every Sunday at 1 o'clock, because that's the only time the league will let you play, except for this week, because you're playing the Ravens. And they want to make it the afternoon game.
Yeah, they sure do. 4:25 coming up on Sunday. Baltimore Ravens in town. Baltimore Ravens who are hot. Baltimore Ravens who are probably on their way to winning the AFC North. So yesterday...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You expected, I was expecting a better performance all the way around. I don't think anything looked really good. The defense had some moments where they looked really good. Think about this, Andy. You lost to a team that threw the ball only 11 times. And the starting quarterback had 54 yards passing in today's NFL. In today's NFL. Today's NFL, you had 54 yards passing.
How many
Justin
times did we turn the ball over?
There are just so many things that didn't go the right way yesterday. But Browns had 23 first downs yesterday, 12 for the Jets. See, this goes back to what you said, special teams losing you games. Take out two special teams touchdowns, which, of course, you can't do. But That's 13 points on the board for the Jets.
Hmm.
Now, might they have, you know, might they have taken the ball and driven it down the field and scored? You never know. So who knows? All we know is that the Browns defense kept the Jets in place offensively. I mean, they didn't do much of anything. You know, Breece Hall had a couple of big plays, and it hurt the team big time. It's just, I looked at yesterday, Andy, and my thought might have been different than most. Just thought there's not enough talent on this offense to win. There's not enough talent on the offense to win.
Jerry Jeudy actually had a decent game yesterday.
Well, that's good, Andy. That's one.
Okay, well, at least you had one guy. Fannin, four catches for 44 yards? And Njoku had a touchdown catch.
Great. That there's not enough talent on this offense to win games. And that includes, obviously, the quarterback position. I mean, you don't come out of a draft having taken quarterbacks in the third and fifth round and think that you found your franchise quarterback. Sure, you could get lucky. It happens. Sure. But that, you know, you went into this season with four quarterbacks. You traded the two who are most likely to help you win football games. So what are you expecting? I mean, seriously, the two guys who were most likely to help you win football games were traded. First Pickett before he ever took a snap here for some unknown reason, and then Flacco. I mean, if you were looking to win games this year, those were your guys. Those were the two guys you should have played. You want proof of that? Flacco has done just fine in Cincinnati where he's had better talent. They're not winning a lot of games, but he's playing fine. But he didn't have that same supporting cast here. And then look around the league at guys who have been around, kicked around, Andy, who are doing okay. Veteran quarterbacks are better at winning football games than rookies not drafted in the first round.
True.
Rookies drafted in the first round aren't doing very well either.
No, that's true.
Cam Ward's not doing well in Tennessee. Why? Because he doesn't have a lot of talent around him.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackson Dart, another concussion in New York. Why? Because he's getting the snot beat out of him. But they both look better. And that's where this is. We want to hear from you. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. We have a busy day, Andy.
Busy, Jeff.
Pet very, track very coming busy. Up at 11 o'clock. Our buddy Scott from the Chronicle-Telegram, mm-hmm. 11 o'clock. Our buddy from the Browns Radio Network, Tyvus Powell, is coming up at noon. And then Kevin Stefanski will have his press conference coming up at 1 o'clock today. And, you know, I feel bad for the guy. And I don't think he's been given enough talent. But he's also not doing a great job coaching up what's here right now. Let's be honest about that. And Andy, when you go 3-14 and follow it up with 2-7, I don't care how it finishes. That screams regime change.
Yeah, I can't even. The one
and not just coaching regime.
Yeah,
that means right. Everybody.
You're right. I mean, you changed play callers this week, and what'd you get? You got a 50-50 game, right? You passed the ball 32 times. Yeah. You ran the ball 32 times.
I thought there was better balance. I did. And when Tommy Reese spoke to the media last week, he said a couple of things that had us saying right afterwards, screams from what he said, we're going to get the ball into the hands of the guys who we think can make plays for us.
He did.
And
I
he,
think
did.
He did. Yeah, I think he did.
So that was kind of mission accomplished, wasn't it?
They got to 20 points, too. For whatever that's worth.
And 20.
We have two wins, man. I can't sit here and lie. It is very hard to see the positive. Very, very hard. And then you sit here and try to wonder how you can be optimistic about the rest of the year. Give me something. Give me a reason to hang on. Because I think fans are just, I mean, you want to talk about pitchforks and everyone coming down the road on this thing. Everyone wants the coach. Everyone wants the GM. Everybody wants the quarterback. I don't know. I don't have a right answer. I'd love to hear what you think is the right answer. And then how are you going to fix it? That's the problem. So it's easy to call up and go, fire Kevin Stefanski. I get it. I understand why you were saying that because of what we've seen. 2-7. Winning on the road is brutal. They're 0-5 just this year alone. It's like, why? Why? But you need to come up with a solution on the other side. Where are you going? How can you make it better?
216-474-0092, the number to join us. Again, Stefanski's press conference at 1 o'clock. We'll hear it. Tyvus Powell joins us at noon. Scott Petrak at 11 o'clock. It's not a good day here on Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.